Welcome back to Mining Stock Daily, everybody. We're going to continue our day getting an exploration update out of San Juan province of Argentina with Aldebaran Resources. They do trade on the venture with ALDE and on the OTCQX with ADBRF. It's been a very active drilling campaign with them, so we're happy to welcome in CEO John Black. Hey, John, welcome to have you on.
Hey, Trevor, good to catch up with you.
Yeah, listen, you put out a couple news releases in the late part of the winter into the spring, giving us kind of an update on some of those that big drill program, those asset results here. You know, maybe before we get into the nitty-gritty of what those results were, maybe give us a general sense of what this drill program was aiming to achieve.
Okay, great. So what we've embarked on this field season, and keep in mind we're in South America, so it goes from about October until June. We'll be finishing. We're hitting snows already right now down there. Mm-hmm. But it's a 20,000-meter program, and the principal objectives of the program were really to get the full definition of the overall size of the new discovery we have there. As you'll recall, we had the Altar Central and the Altar East zones pretty well defined, and beginning last year, we started to reveal the new discovery of the Altar United Zone that somewhat unifies those two zones and takes it to depth. We didn't get enough drilling done last year to know the full size of that. And so what we're concentrating on is wide-spaced holes to get to the inferred status for the full size of the system. The upper portion's pretty well drilled out to measure and indicated, but we want to really get the overall dimensions of the deposit and understand that well. And with that information in hand, that will lead to an updated resource in about Q4 of this year. And that will put us in a position to put out the first PEA in the second half of next year. So some very major milestones coming up. We will have completed a 20,000-meter program, the largest program we've completed to date. And for the first time, we've gotten all the drilling done that we want to. We're about a little over 19,000 meters into the program right now. We'll finish up in the next few weeks. Previous campaigns, we've had some challenges between drilling performance and just availability of materials in San Juan, but that's improved notably under the new presidency. We can get parts in a little more easily, and the drillers have really upped their game this year, plus we started early. So we'll complete our full program this year, get out that updated resource, and get out that first PEA, which are really major milestones in the project.
All right. News release from the later part of March, you did mention that you were kind of trying to test the edges of the known mineralization. And it seems like you're kind of getting to that. I mean, you're just getting really large intervals, but maybe the grade hasn't carried as far as some of the earlier drill results from those other areas that you said you pretty much well defined. When you're starting to see maybe the grade dip off in these types of deposits, do you think you're pretty comfortable finding kind of where these edges are going to kind of lie, so you can build upon that, you know, in the next campaign?
Absolutely, and for those that want to go into more depth, I'd make reference to Kevin Heather, our chief geologic officer, has put out a couple of nice webinars on the heels of each press release where he goes into detail of why we drilled them and what we encountered. But these, we needed to know where the edges were to, in case we were wide open in one direction. And we haven't closed it off in the term of dead holes, but we are getting lower grade holes. So we've pretty well defined the edges of the major part of the system right now. There are additional targets, satellite targets that remain to be tested, but the main part of the system, we have a pretty good idea. And even though those were low grade holes, many of those holes are drilled within the outline of the pit that constrains our current resource. So without drilling there, we had to treat that as waste. So anything above cutoff actually becomes pay rock. And it's, even though they're not the type of results that catch everybody's eye, they're quite important in the economics of the project because you're converting waste to low grade ore. So that was really important. And then we've announced 9 holes to date. We'll have about 11 more holes to go by the time we're done. So say 2 or possibly 3 more press releases to come. And the vast majority of those holes are stepping into the inner part of the deposit and drilling out gaps where we don't quite have the density we need to get the full resource reported or extending mineralization to depth. And so those will have a much higher chance of reporting the typical grades we've reported previously from the middle part of the system.
What is that cutoff grade we should be watching here with future results?
Well, the nature of this system is extremely large, but moderate in grade. And so, you know, our average grade is just slightly less than 0.5% right now. So anything above a half percent is better than average grade. And you're particularly looking for long runs of mineralization. It's this deposit commonly delivers, you know, 600-800 meter runs, maybe even longer in some cases. And if that grade is in the 0.4, 0.5 range, that's kind of normal for the deposit. Mm-hmm. But if we get better grade than that, that means we're hitting into a better zone within the mineralization. And those long runs commonly have intervals of 200 to 300 meters of 0.7, 0.8 within those. They're kind of the plums in the pudding inside the deposit. But the nature of the deposit is to be very large and moderate grade.
Okay. You did mention like a lot of these holes were planned according to the data you got from geophysical testing at Altar. And are the results from the drill results kind of backing up everything that you were seeing from that geophysical data? Is that safe to say?
It's still holding up really well. As we get to the margins of the geophysical anomaly, the grade drops off. The anomaly's still strong, which means we're probably just seeing more pyrite, which doesn't contain copper. It still reports as an anomaly. And then the heart of the anomalies where we're hitting the much, much better grades in that. So it's holding up very, very well.
Okay. Very good. Give us a sense of what you're seeing there on the ground in San Juan. I mean, it's obviously been it's always been busy there the last number of years for exploration here. And we're getting towards the end of that, you know, seasonality of exploration for a lot of companies, as you mentioned, as the winter months are coming. Hey, what is it? Been hustle and bustle there in San Juan this summer?
It's been just as crazy as previous seasons or more. Yeah. So we have more than 60, probably more than 70 drill rigs working between all of the big copper projects that are going. And hard to get people, hard to have things going. Right now, we have the additional context of with the new president who was elected late last year is making radical changes to the economy of the country. Which are required. I mean, inflation's been rampant in Argentina for a long time. A lot of people living at poverty level, and basically were spending way more than they had every year. And so he's making extreme changes to that to reel it in and get it under control. They're very necessary. I believe they're the correct steps to improve the economy in the long run and stabilize the economy. But it does mean that causes some economic hardship for a lot of the Argentine citizens. What's encouraging is they're strongly behind him right now. And even though his decisions are making life more difficult for many people in the short term, they have confidence he's taking the right steps to correct things. And that's encouraging to see. And the level of support is very, very encouraging. And he'll be also making steps that make it much more attractive for us as international miners to make the large investments that are necessary to develop these copper projects. And right now, Argentina and particularly San Juan are sitting on just a bevy of really nice copper projects that could be developed, and it could make a very substantial impact to the economy. And the general public realizes that. Everybody wants it tomorrow, and it does take time for us to get these in. But Milei is very good about communicating. He's very transparent, very direct with people on, you know, there is no money and this will be some economic pain, but we're doing it so that we're better positioned for the future. And he has that support. So that's very encouraging to see from our standpoint.
What are the implications for you as explorationists? Are your costs decreasing at all? Have you noticed any sort of significant change over the last year?
Actually, our costs are going up. Because of the complex economy, Argentina has had a number of different exchange rates. Mm-hmm. And there's the official rate, and then there are other legal rates that we can bring money in that were to our advantage. So to spend money in Argentina has actually been quite cheap for a number of years. It moves around because of the high inflation, and you have to adjust and monitor that. As part of what the steps are being taken right now is there'll be an attempt to reduce the number of different exchange rates and bring those back to one rate, really, which is the way most countries work and most economies work. And without, if they reel in inflation, then there'll be less necessity for these different rates to go forward. So we were benefiting from the spread between the official rate and what was called the blue rate in the past that made exploration quite cheap for us. That benefit is decreasing right now. And in some cases, some of our service providers are getting somewhat of a windfall out of this. But what I'm encouraged by is everybody's working together pretty well. We sit down with our drilling groups. We discuss about, hey, is this fair? in the past, at times they've asked for help from us, and everybody has a good spirit on it right now. So everybody's focusing on the bigger prize and making sure that things are fair, which is remarkably refreshing in our business. It's been quite good. We're really appreciative of our principal service providers.
Yeah, very good. All right, John, let's leave it at that. Just quick update from Aldebaran. There's going to be a lot more drill results and news coming out from the company we're going to be paying a close eye on. And then I also assume you're starting preparations to get back to work at Antucori there in Peru as well.
Yeah, and I'm just coming off of the CESCO meeting, the annual big copper meeting that's in Santiago every year. And of course, with these copper prices, things couldn't be more upbeat. It's kind of a fun time to be in the space, but we're seeing a lot of M&A activity already started, more in the big companies buying big companies, or big companies buying little ones, or producing assets. But that's really the leading edge when we typically will see that roll into our space. And between the Altar project with Aldebaran and our Antucori project with our sister company Regulus, we couldn't be more fortunate to be sitting on two really nice deposits that are drawn a lot of attention. We have a lot of new friends to talk to right now.
Yeah. Any thoughts on the news that BHP's looking to take out Anglo American?
Yeah, it was a bold move on their part, yeah. and they indicated that they wouldn't be prone to just any M&A. It has to make sense, but I think there's some very nice copper assets in Anglo that would be highly desired by anybody, and they've made the step. We'll now see whether it draws in competition. I wouldn't be surprised if it does. And then they'll have to sort out what pieces they want to keep and what they don't want in there. But one thing to point out, and this came out of CESCO last week, is that, you know, this type of activity, it allows majors to grow by combining with other companies to get a larger percentage of the copper, but it doesn't result in new mines. It doesn't result in new production of copper. And the challenge we have, both as mining companies, but also just as society right now, is how we're going to produce more copper. Because if we're going to meet the objectives that many have worldwide to reduce carbon emissions, it's going to require a tremendous amount of copper. That's why we're seeing the copper price move. That's why we're seeing these big companies put their hands on copper production now, because they know it's going to be probably significantly higher prices than what we see today. But what we really need is to begin to see some new mines developed. And so I think we will begin to see that in the not too distant future, where those groups that don't have opportunities in their portfolio will probably be acquiring projects. And that's the niche that we feel. That's our business strategy, is to deliver projects that major companies are capable of developing. And we're coming right into the perfect storm patch right now.
Yeah, major companies don't look at small projects when they're thinking long term, so that's for sure. Yeah. All right, that's John Black from Aldebaran Resources, everybody. We will be back. We got one or two more here left today, so stay tuned. Thanks, John. Have a great rest of your day.
Great. Thanks, Trevor. Take care.
The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.